English from Australia, program number 89。
你好，欢迎收听第89讲，我是卢思华。和我一起播讲的是 John Warnock。
Hello there.
和 Barbara Frawley。
Hello, and welcome to today's program. Here's Lucy to tell you all about it.
我们今天要学习简单现在时被动语态的另一种用法。在第84讲里我们学过，简单现在时被动语态可以用来说明一个过程里的各个步骤，说明带规律性的动作。
Do you remember the conversation between Tony and his uncle Brian in program 84?
It was about how a solar hot water system works.
这段对话说的是太阳能热水系统怎样工作。请再听一下。
Uncle Brian?
Yes, Tony?
What's that thing on your roof called?
That? Well, that's called a solar hot water system.
How does it work?
Well, the heat of the sun is collected and used to heat the water. When the water's hot, it's stored, so that it can be used when it's needed.
Brian 叔叔介绍了全过程各个步骤的情况。
The heat of the sun is collected.
It's used to heat the water.
The hot water is stored.
这几个句子用的都是简单现在时被动语态，说的都是经常发生的事儿，或者是有规律的事儿。
Is collected. The heat of the sun is collected.
Is used. It's used to heat the water.
Is stored. The hot water is stored.
今天我们学习怎样用简单现在时被动语态来说明完成了的动作。比如饭做好了就可以这样说。
The dinner is cooked. The dinner's cooked.
意思是饭做好了可以吃了。又比如一位工人说
The job is finished. The job's finished.
意思是活干完了。这两个例子用的都是简单现在时的被动语态。不过这里的过去分词实际上和形容词的作用是一样的。
The dinner's cooked.
The job's finished.
现在 John 和 Barbara 有这样一段对话。
Barbara, I wouldn't sit on that chair if I were you.
Really? Why not? It's my favorite chair.
Maybe, but I'm afraid it's broken.
Well, so it is. It's only got 3 legs.
你听懂了吧？有人把 Barbara 的椅子弄坏了，所以 John 说
The chair is broken.The chair's broken.
他的意思是椅子坏了。
And now it's time to hear about the people in today's program.
Yes, who are they, John? And what do they do?
Let's listen to Lucy first, then I'll tell you.
春天到了，在一个养羊的牧场上，人们正在准备剪羊毛。剪羊毛这项工作英语是
The shearing, the shearing.
它是从动词
shear
派生而来的。
So, we're going to hear about a family who live on a sheep station. But what are their names?
Well, the farmer's called Rob.
Rob.
And his wife is called Shirley.
Shirley.
还有一个人名叫
Bev.
Bev.
Bev is Shirley's sister. She's come to stay with Rob and Shirley. She wants to see the shearing.
现在 Rob 干了一阵子以后，回到住宅来喝茶休息了。
You'll hear Rob telling Bev how the shearing's going.
不过，我们要先学几个词语。
Round up.
把羊赶在一起。
Round up.
Sort.
分类。
Sort.
Draft.
意思也是分类， 指的是把不同的羊分别赶到不同的羊栏里。
Draft.
另外还有一个短语
The home paddock.
牧场主住宅附近的草场。
The home paddock.
现在我们就来听他们的对话，看剪羊毛的工作进行得怎么样了。
Are all the sheep rounded up now, Rob?
Yes, that was the last of them in the home paddock, and they're being drafted into the yards now.
And what about the ones that were brought in yesterday?
They're being sorted into the pens, ready for the shearers.
你听明白了没有？ Dave 问 Rob, 是不是已经把所有的羊集中起来了？
Are all the sheep rounded up now, Rob?
这里强调的是这个动作是不是已经完成了？
Are all the sheep rounded up now, Rob?
Dave 在句子里用了 now 这个词。
Are all the sheep rounded up now?
这就更加说明他不是问一件经常发生的事儿，而是问羊群现在的状况。
Are all the sheep rounded up now?
Rob 回答说
That was the last of them.
刚才你看见的那一批就是最后一批了。
That was the last of them.
这就说明他已经把最后一批羊集中起来，准备剪羊毛了。现在我们把这段对话再听一遍。
Are all the sheep rounded up now, Rob?
Yes, that was the last of them in the home paddock, and they're being drafted into the yards now.
And what about the ones that were brought in yesterday?
They're being sorted into the pens, ready for the shearers.
刚才我们听到已经把所有的羊集中起来了。
They're rounded up.They're rounded up.
换句话说，这件事已经完成了。
The job's done.
It's finished.
It's completed.
这几个句子里的过去分词和形容词的作用是一样的。
Listen again and try them.
They're rounded up.
The job's done.
It's finished.
It's completed.
剪羊毛的第一步完成了以后，他们又干了些什么呢？
Yes, that was the last of them in the home paddock, and they're being drafted into the yards now.
And what about the ones that were brought in yesterday?
They're being sorted into the pens, ready for the shearers.
他们又干了两件事。
They're being drafted into the yards now.
把一部分羊赶到不同的羊栏里。
And they're being sorted into the pens, ready for the shearers.
把另外一部分羊分别赶到羊圈里，准备剪毛。
They're being drafted.
They're being sorted.
这两句话是用现在进行时的被动语态来表示正在进行的动作。
The sheep are being drafted.
They're being drafted into the yards now.
羊在进入剪毛棚以前，都先集中在羊栏里。羊栏英语是
The yards. They're being drafted into the yards now.
然后再进入剪毛棚里的羊圈准备剪毛。羊圈英语是
The pens. They're being sorted into the pens.
They're being sorted into the pens ready for the shearers. The shearers
意思是剪羊毛的工人。
Shearers.Shearers.
到了剪羊毛的时候，大部分牧场主都要雇工，一般雇四个人，有时雇六个人。一个牧场四五天之内就能剪几千只羊。
Most farmers employ a number of shearers to shear the sheep.
That's right. They usually have at least four and sometimes six.
把羊集中起来分类以后，就可以开始剪羊毛了。下面我们来听听 Dave 和 Rob 在说些什么吧。
When will shearing start then?
It started already. Get Shirley to take you up to the sheds at lunchtime. Then you can see how a sheep looks before and after.
Do they look very different when they're shorn?
Quite small and thin. A bit pathetic, really.
这段对话你都听明白了吗？ Dave 问 Rob 什么时候开始剪羊毛。
When will the shearing start then?
因为已经开始剪羊毛了，所以 Rob 提议让他妻子在吃午饭的时候 带被子到剪毛棚去看一看。请把这段对话再听一下。
When will shearing start then?
It started already. Get Shirley to take you up to the sheds at lunchtime. Then you can see how a sheep looks before and after.
最后这句话里的 before and after 指的是剪毛以前和剪毛以后。顺便说一下，剪羊毛的地方叫
a shearing shed. A shearing shed.
剪毛棚。如果上下文清楚，也可以就说
the shed, the shed.
另外，你注意了没有 ？Rob 用了动词 get， 他是这么说的
：Get Shirley to take you up to the shed。
这里的 get 相当于 ask， 整个句子就等于
Ask Shirley to take you up to the shed。
Get Shirley to take you up to the shed at lunchtime。Then you can see how a sheep looks before and after.
在刚才的对话里 ，Dave 还问 Rob，
"Do they look very different when they're shorn?"
剪毛以后，羊的样子是不是和原来很不一样
？Do they look very different when they're shorn?
这句话的最后一个词
shorn, shorn
是过去分词，它的原型是。
Shear.
Do they look very different when they're shorn?
现在我们把这段对话再听一遍。
When will shearing start then?
It started already. Get Shirley to take you up to the sheds at lunchtime. Then you can see how a sheep looks before and after.
Do they look very different when they're shorn?
Quite small and thin. A bit pathetic, really.
剪毛以后，羊的样子的确跟原来很不一样。
They look small and thin.
And a bit pathetic.
最后这个词
Pathetic.
意思是可怜
Pathetic. They look a bit pathetic.
They look small and thin.
And a bit pathetic, really.
现在我们来做一个练习。请你来形容一下羊在剪毛以后的样子。John 给你提供一个形容词。比如
，thin。
你在句子开头说
，When they're shorn, the sheep look。
后面接 John 提供的那个形容词
，thin。When they're shorn, the sheep look thin。
好，现在开始。
thin。
When they're shorn, the sheep look thin。
Small.
When they're shorn, the sheep look small.
Pathetic.
When they're shorn, the sheep look pathetic. This exercise has nothing to do with sheep.
Or shearing.
Or farmers.
假定你在一家饭店里工作 ，John 问你几件事情做了没有，你用简单现在时的被动语态给予肯定的回答。例如 ，John 问你床单都换过了没有
？Are the beds changed?
你就说
，Yes, they're all changed.
现在开始。
Are the beds changed?
Yes, they're all changed.
现在 John 问你浴室打扫了没有
Are the bathrooms cleaned?
Yes, they're all cleaned.
垃圾桶倒了没有
Are the rubbish bins emptied?
Yes, they're all emptied.
毛巾换了没有
？Are the towels replaced?
Yes, they're all replaced.
地毯用吸尘器吸过了没有
？Are the carpets vacuumed?
Yes, they're all vacuumed.
看来你在这家饭店干得不错嘛。
The beds are all changed.
The rubbish bins are all emptied.
The towels are all replaced.
And the carpets are all vacuumed.
So your job's done.
Your work's finished, but the shearing isn't.
现在让我们再回到剪羊毛的事情上来吧。到了中午 ，Bev 到剪毛棚里来参观了。下面就请听他和 Rob 在剪毛棚里的对话。
It's all so busy. Do they always work as hard as this?
My word, they do. The more sheep they shear, the more they get paid.
You certainly have to be fit, don't you?
That's right. And keen, too.
Dave 看到工人拼命干，觉得有点奇怪，就问 Rob.
Do they always work as hard as this?
Rob 回答说，可不是吗。
My word, they do.
那么他们为什么这样拼命干呢 ？Rob 做了说明，我们再来听一下。
The more sheep they shear, the more they get paid.
剪得越多，挣钱越多。你注意到了没有？这是一个简单现在时被动语态的句子。
The more sheep they shear, the more they get paid.
So, shearing sheds are busy places.
With everyone working as hard as they can.
现在我们再听一遍这段对话，请特别注意那个用了简单现在时被动语态的句子，看它在这里起的是什么作用。
It's all so busy. Do they always work as hard as this?
My word, they do. The more sheep they shear, the more they get paid.
You certainly have to be fit, don't you?
That's right. And keen, too.
这个简单现在时被动语态的句子说的是一个经常性的动作，或者说是一个一般的情况。
The more sheep they shear, the more they get paid.
这里没有说 are paid, 而说的是 get paid. 这是一种比较口语化的说法。
The more they shear, the more they get paid.
如果用 are paid, 就不那么口语化了。
The more they shear, the more they are paid. The more they're paid.
Listen again and try them.
The more they shear, the more they get paid.
The more they shear, the more they're paid.
因为剪羊毛这个活很累，所以剪羊毛的工人必须非常健壮。健壮英语是
fit. You certainly have to be fit, don't you?
除了健壮以外，还得肯干。肯干英语是
keen. You need to be keen.
澳大利亚大部分剪羊毛工人一天能剪100多只羊。
Yes, you need to be fit and keen if you want to be a shearer.
It's not an easy life.
But most of them enjoy it.
在剪羊毛的过程中，还有一个人也很重要，他要对剪下的羊毛确定等级。这样的人英语叫
a wool classer, a wool classer.
他的工作也很紧张，因为他得跟上4个或6个剪羊毛工人的速度。
The wool classer works very hard too.
今天我们要认识的这个确定等级的人名叫
Jim.Jim
羊毛剪下来以后，由剪毛棚里的小工把羊毛放在分类台上，然后由他确定等级。剪毛棚里的小工英语是
A shed hand. A shed hand.
现在请听 Rob, Babe 和 Jim 在剪毛棚里的对话。
Bev, this is Jim. He's the wool classer. Jim, this is Shirley's sister, Bev.
G'day, Bev. First look at a shed, eh?
Yes.
Busy place, the wool shed.
You seem even busier than the shearers, Jim.
Well, I've got to keep up. There's 6 of them, only 1 of me.
The fleeces are being collected by the shed hands, you see, and thrown onto the table for Jim.
The wool's been classed the whole time, isn't it?
Yes. Jim never stops because, well... If the classing ever stopped while sheep were being shorn, the shed would be knee-deep in fleeces.
Jim 问 Bev, 是不是头一次到剪毛棚来参观?
First look at a shed, eh?
接着他又解释自己为什么很忙。他说他得跟上剪毛工人的速度。
I've got to keep up. There's six of them, only one of me.
表示跟上别人的速度。他用了这样一个词组动词
Keep up. I've got to keep up. I've got to keep up with the shearers.
他连一分钟也不能停，因为小工不断地把剪下的羊毛给他送来。
The fleeces are being collected the whole time.
从一只羊身上剪下来的毛，并且是连成一片的，就叫
A fleece. A fleece.
The fleeces are being collected the whole time.
所以确定羊毛等级的这项工作也要不间断地进行。
The wool's being classed the whole time.
收集羊毛和确定等级这两件事都在进行，所以用了现在进行时的被动语态。
The fleeces are being collected and thrown on the table.
And the wool is being classed the whole time.
现在我们再听一遍这段对话。听完以后，请你回答下面这几个问题。
Who collects the fleeces?
Are the fleeces being collected the whole time?
Who classes the wool?
Is the wool being classed the whole time?
现在开始听这段对话。
Bev, this is Jim. He's the wool classer.Jim, this is Shirley's sister, Bev.
G'day, Bev. First look at a shed, eh?
Yes.
Busy place, the wool shed.
You seem even busier than the shearers, Jim.
Well, I've got to keep up. There's six of them, only one of me.
The fleeces are being collected by the shed hands, you see, and thrown onto the table for Jim.
The wool's been classed the whole time, isn't it?
Yes. Jim never stops because, well, if the classing ever stopped while sheep were being shorn...The shed would be knee-deep in fleeces.
现在请你回答问题。Barbara 帮你核对。
Who collects the fleeces?
The shed hands collect them.
Are the fleeces being collected the whole time?
Yes, they are. They're being collected the whole time.
Who classes the wool?
The wool classer does.
Is the wool being classed the whole time?
Yes, it is. It's being classed the whole time.
确定等级的人可真忙。正像 Rob 所说的，他一会儿也不能停。
Jim never stops because...Well, if the classing ever stopped while sheep were being shorn, the shed would be knee-deep in fleeces.
是啊，在剪毛的过程中，确定等级的人要是一停，剪下的羊毛就会堆得齐膝盖深了。
Jim has to keep up with the shearers.
He doesn't have much choice.
No, he must keep up with them, or the shed would be knee-deep in fleeces.
这一讲就要结束了。现在我们把 Rob 和 Babe 在剪毛棚里的对话再听一遍。
It's all so busy. Do they always work as hard as this?
My word they do. The more sheep they shear, the more they get paid.
You certainly have to be fit, don't you?
That's right. And keen, too.
后来 Rob 把 Jim 介绍给 Babe。
Bev, this is Jim. He's the wool classer. Jim, this is Shirley's sister, Bev.
G'day, Bev. First look at a shed, eh?
Yes.
Busy place, the wool shed.
You seem even busier than the shearers, Jim.
Well, I've got to keep up. There's six of them, only one of me.
The fleeces are being collected by the shed hands, you see, and thrown onto the table for Jim.
The wool's been classed the whole time, isn't it?
Yes. Jim never stops because, well...If the classing ever stopped while sheep were being shorn, the shed would be knee-deep in fleeces.
现在我们来听一支早期的关于剪羊毛的歌曲，这是澳大利亚最著名的民歌之一。也许你已经猜到了这支歌的名字。
It's called Click Go the Shears.
羊毛剪子咔嚓嚓。歌词登在这一讲的辅助教材上。
The song Click Go the Shears is about the people who work in a shearing shed.
这是一支很老的歌曲，歌词的语言也显得陈旧了。不过，我想你大致上还是能懂的。
Out on the pole, the old shearer stands, grasping his shears in his thin bony hand, and fixes his gaze on the breast of each yoke. Look for yet, for yet, the won't he make the ringer go? Let go the shears, boys, lick, lick, lick. Wide is his blow, and his hands are moving quick. The ringer looks around, he's beaten by a blow, and curses the old stag.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I did.
I've always liked the chorus myself.
Well, then why don't we hear it again?
那么我们就把合唱部分再听一下，请你跟着一起唱。
Let go the shears, boys, lick, lick, lick. Why did he slow as his hands are moving quick? The ringer looks around, he's beaten by a blow, and curses the old stag.
And that's the end of our 89th program. See you next time.
Goodbye.
下一讲再会。
As it comes to the screen, things quick to think that it's taken off the lane. Let go the shears, boys, lick, lick, lick. Why did he blow as his hands are moving quick? The ringer looks around, he's beaten by a blow, and curses